Welcome back. I'm Bonnie North. This is Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. The last time Jesse Terese was on Lake Effect, the East Coast-based singer-songwriter was in search of a band. 2 years, a move to Austin, and many bandmates later, she has one. The Please Please Me is Terese, along with Elisa McClure on vocals and cello, and Augustine Frederick on vocals and percussion. They have a new EP out called Shake a Little Harder. The band will play 2 gigs in Milwaukee tonight, an acoustic set at Circle A, and then a late-night electric set at Lineman's. We caught up with them via Skype before they arrived in town, and Terese says the search for a band was all-consuming.
I feel like probably since I was last there 2 years ago, every day has been like, can I find a band? Okay, I have this great band. Can we figure out how to make something work that there's a cello as a main instrument instead of a bass and a drummer who has a really unusual kit and, oops, I guess I'm going to have to learn to play electric guitar because there's no guitarist in the band but me. So I feel like everything has been sort of pointing towards this EP and us really coming out into the world as a band since I was last there.
Now, how long have the three of you been the Please Please Me?
We're at about 1.5 years old, and this is Elisa. I've been playing with Jesse for maybe 4 years at this point, but as a solid unit, the Please Please Me, we picked up Augustine from Craigslist. And from that point, we started making some really interesting magic, and so we're going to celebrate our two-year anniversary in December.
The sound on the EP is really quite amazing. Very lush for three of you.
I think a lot Augustine's prodding. I don't know if it's just our personalities or the fact that we both lived in New York City for a while, but we have a similar type of intensity. And so on that tour, when we essentially met, you know, there was this melding of the minds that's like, hey, if we grab the right other person, we could really do something special. And Augustine's worked as a sound engineer.
Well, so sometimes I have opportunity to work on shows in town, and that includes arena shows and
Paul McCartney.
Yeah, I got a chance to do sound for his crew and Taylor Swift, actually the day before,
and his guilty pleasure Katy Perry.
Yes, that was the year before too. So it's kind of fun. I'm a big fan of huge sound systems and big concerts, and it's something that drives me and the whole physics of sound. And we've kind of taken a lot of that influence and applied it to us because we're such a small group. And everyone has been asked to do 3 or 4 things
above
what they're capable of doing. And that ability has allowed us to create this new sound.
And not only are you know, being asked to do more things, but you're being asked to do them live. Because this is all part of a live show. This is not just recorded where, you know, studio magic can make all kinds of things happen.
Yeah, but we don't believe in doing that. Because then people show up to the show and they see you for who you really are.
Yeah. The three of us kind of have a belief that the stage is a sacred place. And it's also a place where the bar exists, you know? And sometimes you can go out and get amazing recordings and then you go see your favorite band and it's like, what happened? So for us, it's like we're trying to make that the stage, that place where the magic is brought, and it happens there right in front of you, and it becomes an experience that involves the audience too.
She leaves notes every time she goes. On the back of my chair, she leaves dirty clothes. She leaves her fingerprints on my skin.
And I sort of just want to explain, since it's radio and, you know, if you listen to an EP, you don't really know necessarily what people are doing, but I am the lead vocalist and I play electric guitar, and originally I'm a drummer, so I also have a floor tom and this really cool African log drum that I picked up in my travels. And then Elisa plays cello, but obviously we can't do anything the normal way, so Elisa has an insane pedal board where she can make any sound from, you know, a spaceship taking off to the earth rumbling to an orchestra to a regular bass. And then Augustine's drum kit is like an octopus, I think. There's just things everywhere you look, including this huge glockenspiel and some electronic triggers, and everybody has to sing. So I would say if there's one problem we had, it's arguments in rehearsal about, no, you sing. I can't sing right now. I'm busy.
Now that you've described what you do live with it, having just heard it, now I'm superimposing that, you know, in my head going, wow, that is going to be amazing.
Well, and one more thing to superimpose too that we've recently been able to cultivate is a couple of folks on stage dancing and singing with us. It's something that I really enjoyed getting to do because I feel like in this whole process of making music, we're trying to get people to also unleash with us and experience the words that we're saying, the emotions that we're trying to express. And so now this entire tour, we have every single time had folks join us on stage and dance to all of these songs. So go ahead and give yourself a little dancing crew behind us there on the stage in your mind as well.
I think for me, it's like you make a record and then you have to come up with a title and you have to just think, wait, what is it I'm really trying to say to the world? I started just listening to the lyrics in a new way. Shake a Little Harder really jumped out at me as this line that both means sort of dance party, but is also this metaphor for people really like freeing themselves and letting loose and being who they are. And we really try and create that on stage by making this just like really expressive, really sexual, really alive environment where everybody is invited.
And that comes in and all danced out, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Also, some of the new songs that we have percolating right now. We're actually going to be back in the studio after the 19th to do EP number 2.
Will people here in Milwaukee hear some of those new songs that haven't been put out on EP yet?
Oh, absolutely. You guys are at this tour. Everybody is our guinea pigs. We have to make sure we really fine-tune those songs because we're going to record them as soon as we get home. And I think I'm really, really proud of the new songs because what's happened is that after playing together for a year and after recording this first EP, it's like, oh, well, now we kind of understand how we fit together, how these like unusual pieces work, and also understand the sounds that we're writing and arranging for. So in a way, I think the new songs, besides they're kind of melodic and sophisticated in a different way, it was also able to think, all right, well, if we're all doing 10 things, how can we build a sense of like ease and relaxed into it, you know? And so they've been really, really fun to play on stage and live. And it's been super nice to hear the audience pick those songs out because they've never heard them before. So if they, after one listen, they get in there, that's a good sign.
Does this look like it's a bit more long-lived than some of the other permutations of the band? It sounds like you guys are really cooking with gas.
When I met Augustine was right about when I started to really reach this desperation point of like, I feel like I'm shortchanging myself and these songs because the sound is always changing. It's like whoever happens to show up, it's like they play like their style is instead of like we have a style and we have a sound. And, you know, and it's also hard to get tight when the cast is always changing. I try and explain to people, like, what if you went to the office every day and there were different people there? Like, the business wouldn't run that well, you know?
But it sounds like you've got a good team in place. The three of you sound very much like creatively as well as all other ways. You're working together very well.
Yeah, I mean, Augustine always says that most bands don't make it to the 5-year mark. And it's certainly hard for bands to stay together, but I try and really just focus on what we can be if we keep going instead of, you know, are we famous now? Are we making money now? Is it working now? I just try and think about, wow, we're going to be amazing if we just keep going.
We also spend a lot of time working on our relationship, though. There's a lot of band time where I will read a passage out of a book that's meaningful to me, and we talk about it. We talk about our feelings and our you know, things that maybe have come up for us or behaviors that maybe are going on in the band. And we're very dedicated to trying to make this work on all levels. And that really comes out on the stage.
I think that's actually been one of our secrets, is more of like the focus on the human, the person.
Our friends that we make in the cities.
Yeah. And how we relate to one another and just respecting one another as people. And then when all that is in place, then that gives room for the music to happen. And that's been the nicest thing about this group, because now we can share that with our folks.
Well, you have a really solid foundation that you've built that then lets the music be free.
Yeah, I mean, I think about, why am I really, you know, sleeping on people's floors and risking getting in trouble at work and taking all the money I earn and, you know, we're throwing it back into the van or recording or all these things. And for me, the thing that drives me is I want to create something that's going to touch people on the deepest level. I mean, I think there's so much watered down and superficial about pop culture right now. And I think about, I want to make that music that somebody puts on a mixtape for a friend when they're getting married or going through a breakup or, you know, somebody close to them has died, like those songs that just stay with you forever. And I think in order to do that, you have to be that yourself. You know, you have to really be open to that kind of human connection and emotion. It's a very hard thing to fake. And so we try very hard to kind of walk the walk.
Yeah.
Well, and here's to many more years of you doing it.
Thanks.
Augustine, Jesse, and Alyssa, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
And I promise, no, I wouldn't answer, but the telephone rang. Ooh. And I swore I'd close the blinds.
That's the Please Please Me with Exile from their new EP, Shake a Little Harder. The band are Jesse Terese, Augustine Frederick, and Alyssa McClure. They'll perform an acoustic set tonight at Circle A, followed by a full electric show at Linneman's later in the evening. There's more information at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And that is all the time we have today. I'm Bonnie North. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow morning at 10 for another edition of Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh air comes your way next. It's 11 o'clock.
Exile. Ooh. Ooh. And I promised time would fix.